Proclamation number 7798, dated the January 15th, 1961. The working of the spirit in the human being. The most profound mysteries can be penetrated by you if you allow the working of my spirit within you. You will not understand this for as long as you still think in an earthly material way. For as long as your mind is only occupied with the world and you do not try to find contact with the spiritual kingdom, you will not understand the working of my spirit as long as you have not made contact with me, your God and Father, because then you will not be living in love as yet, which is the prerequisite for a bond with me and thus also for the dormant spiritual spark with the eternal Father Spirit. Without love you cannot muster the understanding for the working of my spirit and neither will you ever strive for it. However, once you kindle love in yourselves, the spirit in you will come alive. You thereby establish the bond with the Father Spirit of Eternity, who is love itself, and he will influence you through the spiritual spark in you. By allowing the working of my spirit in you, you will truly attain great spiritual knowledge. Knowledge will be made accessible to you which people cannot gain in any other way, for you may take a glimpse into spiritual spheres where secrets will be revealed to you which, however, can only ever be imparted to you by the spirit within you. However, prior to that you will always have to prepare yourselves into a receiving vessel for the divine spirit, which can only be accomplished through love. Then my spirit will be able to flow into you and the results will be truly glorious, they will be and remain the person's gain for all eternity. And so truth, too, can and will be conveyed to you humans in this way, hence it is possible for you to be instructed by God Himself in all truthfulness if you allow my spirit to express itself. For this is entirely up to your own free will, no one will be forced into it. But if you allow it, by voluntarily shaping yourselves through a life of love into a receiving vessel for my spirit, then you will soon become enlightened, you will soon experience brightest realization, and knowledge will be revealed to you which will plainly reveal all spiritual correlations to you. Then the darkness of night will truly have been penetrated and the spiritual sun will shine into your heart. You will never walk in darkness again for you will have received a true light from me which you may radiate into the night again. Therefore, don't be surprised where a person's wisdom comes from while another one does not possess it as yet. Don't question why it is still so dark in people's hearts. For you now know the answer, you must seek the light yourselves, you must ignite the spark in yourselves and then there will be light because you desire light. You humans should believe that I am in contact with you, that I do not want you to live in eternal darkness. Yet you yourselves should want to escape the darkness too and take measures to kindle a light in you. You should be aware of the fact that I placed a tiny spark in you but that it depends on your free will whether you want to fan this spark into a flame. Then this flame will surge towards me and unite itself with the fire of the eternal love, with the result that my spirit will pour itself into such a prepared vessel and dispel the darkness in which the soul lingered until it accepted me. Until its love urged it towards me and the darkness was subsequently penetrated. Then I will be able to work in the human being, and where I am at work through my spirit there is light, realization and bliss. Amen.